How are you?
Who was the bride?
Congratulations.
Lisa Wolf sits at a long table, welcoming brides-to-be to Mayport's Ocean Breeze Conference Center. The event is being put on by the Navy's Office of Morale, Welfare, and Recreation.
So this is our inaugural tri-base bridal show.
That's organizer Sarah Barthelemy.
We've teamed up with Naval Air Station Jacksonville and Naval Sub Base Kings Bay to coordinate this event as a way to reach out to different brides-to-be in the area.
Practically anything a bride-to-be could want for her big day is on display in the brightly decorated conference center for her to touch, taste, see, feel, and ask about. Everything from cakes, caterers, and wedding gowns to flowers, favors, and photographers. Barthelemy knows how important a one-stop wedding shop like this can be to a future military wife.
The issue that I think a lot of military brides or like brides-to-be face, and this is something I ran into myself personally, is everything's kind of a fast turnaround. It's like, hey, you want to get married? Because I leave in 3 months.
Sailors, aviators, and submariners can be gone for months at a time. So unlike their civilian counterparts, Navy couples can find themselves making a big decision, like getting married, in a very big hurry.
We met at a Starbucks, and I saw him in his uniform, and that was it. I was sold.
That's Navy wife Tiffany Rodriguez, who's at the Bridal Expo as a vendor for Pure Romance, a company that arranges themed parties for women.
So it was very quick. Within 8 months of knowing each other, we were married, and then he left me.
A week later, Rodriguez says her new husband shipped out for a 15-month deployment in Bahrain.
He actually came home for 5 days in that 15 months, and we got pregnant with our daughter. And then he didn't come home until I was 7 months pregnant. So when he came home, I had this big belly, and he was like, what happened?
That was the first of many changes Rodriguez says her husband encountered when he got home from his long deployment.
It's very hard when they come home because you are in charge, and then they come home, and they think that it's the same life, and it's very different. So you have to kind of take it slow and merge your life back together.
For Navy families who need help, the Fleet and Family Support Center on base offers resources that include making new friends and managing household finances to coping with a new baby and finding a job for a dependent. Sid Hoskinson, 89.9 WJCT News.